Hello and welcome to English for You. I'm Emily.
And I'm Elsie.
Elsie, have you thought a lot about having kids?
Having kids? No, and I'm actually scared of having one. Maybe it's because I'm a children English teacher. I know how crazy kids are. Anyway, how about you, Emily?
Someday I would like to have a family. It would be interesting to see what my children's different personalities are like.
That's interesting. When you are pregnant, you will think about if your child's personality is more like yours or its father's. Can you make a prediction now? Though I know you are not pregnant.
I'm not sure. I would hope maybe the best things from me and the best things from the father. What about you, though?
It's really hard to predict. However, I always think daughters' personalities are more like fathers, while sons are more like moms.
Oh, that's really interesting. How so?
I don't know. Maybe my personality is too much like my dad, so I got this thought. What do you think about my theory?
It actually makes some sense now that I think about it. My brother has a personality similar to my mom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and me and my two sisters can be a little bit more like my dad.
Yeah.
So it makes sense with my family.
Right?
Yep. It's a pretty interesting question and one we're going to look at today in our article, Different Children Fall Far from the Tree. So stay tuned.
Reading.
Different Children Fall Far from the Tree. Many parents are convinced their children will be the best reflections of themselves. At first, the same rang true for Andrew Solomon's family. However, by the time he turned two, his parents realized something was different about their son. Solomon was dyslexic. Though his parents were warned he was a hopeless case, they helped Solomon learn to read and write. Solomon even went on to become an award-winning author. Yet this was not the only difference between the expectations Solomon's parents held for their son and his reality. Solomon is gay, which was another issue his parents hoped he could one day overcome. It wasn't until years later that Solomon found some peace between his parents' disappointment and his identity. At the time, he was investigating deaf culture for an article. He found that many deaf people were proud of themselves. What's more, they didn't want to be cured. These experiences encouraged Solomon to write Far From the Tree. This book is about the relationships between parents and their children who are different in some way. Our article begins, many parents are convinced their children will be the best reflections of themselves. Here we see the word convince. It means to cause someone to think that something is true. So in our article, since many parents are convinced of something, that simply means that most parents believe a particular thing.
在解释文章中 convinced 这个字之前呢，我们先来看一下它的原型动词叫做 convince。C-O-N-V-I-N-C-E 是说服，使人深信不疑的意思。文章中的 many parents are convinced 许多父母呢，对于小孩会是他们最好的翻版这件事情深信不疑。Actually, it's very true that many parents think their children are going to be like them or be their reflections.
Exactly. That's what we were talking about earlier. And the article here is using the word reflection to mean that one person, here the child, is very similar to someone else. And again, here we mean the parent. So parents expect their children to be very much like them, but only in the positive ways.
Yeah, reflection 是倒影的意思。例如说呢，我们在水面上能看见自己的 reflection， 看见自己的倒影。不过呢，在文章当中啊 ，reflection 指的是极度相似的人，也就是 parents want their children to be their reflections， but as Emily said, only in a good way, in a positive way. Next, our article says, at first, the same ran true for Andrew Solomon's family. Here we see ran, which is the past tense of ring. To ring true means something sounds true. 某事听起来似乎有道理。
Yes, and to ring true is today's shortcut for you. So we're going to take a break and listen to our clip.
Shortcut for you.
What do you think? Is Jason telling the truth?
His story doesn't make sense. Why would he go to the supermarket in the middle of the night?
Yeah, and how did he not know his wife was at home?Parts of his story didn't ring true.
Someone rang the doorbell? I don't remember him saying that. It's not in my notes.
No, if something rings true, it means it sounds or seems true or likely.
Oh, I see. If something rings true, it means 似乎为真，听起来有道理。
We'd better bring Jason in again for questioning.
Let's see if he can come up with a better story that rings true.
No, Winnie, that's not enough. We need the truth.
Welcome back. We just learned how if something rings true, that means it sounds or seems to be true. So it was true in Solomon's family that the parents thought that their son...Andrew Solomon would be someone who was very much like his parents.
However, things changed as Andrew Solomon grew up. Looking back at our article, it says, however, by the time he turned two, his parents realized something was different about their son.
And when we say by the time...Here we're saying、mm-hmm. by the time he turned two.
Yes.
We mean that something occurred before a particular point in time. Our article, for instance, is talking about Solomon's parents knowing that he was different in some way before his second birthday.
So back to our article. When Andrew was two, one thing was different.As our article continues, they found out that Solomon was dyslexic.
Yes, and dyslexic is a way to describe someone who has dyslexia, which is a condition in the brain that makes it difficult for people to read, write, or spell. So as a result, someone who is dyslexic might not see words the same way most people do.
Mm-hmm. Dyslexic 是形容词，代表的是患有阅读障碍的。Emily 老师所提到的 dyslexia, D-Y-S,L-E-X-I-A, dyslexia, 是阅读障碍这个病症的名称。患有阅读障碍的人呢，看到的字跟一般人不太相同哦，也许是上下颠倒，也许是左右相反，每个人呢有不一样的状况。However, Solomon's struggle with being dyslexic has a happy ending. Our article says, though his parents were warned he was a hopeless case, they helped Solomon learn to read and write.
And we see our first vocab word here, warn, and it's a verb spelled W-A-R-N, warn, and it means to tell someone about a possible difficulty or danger. So Solomon's doctors must have told his parents not to expect Solomon to be able to read or write the same way that other children can.
Right.
In fact, they were warned that he was a hopeless case.And we can use this word warn in an example sentence by saying, the teacher warned her students that the challenging material would be on the test.
Warn 是警告的意思。Andrew's parents were warned that Andrew's case was hopeless. 文章中呢，同学们看到他用的是过去的被动式。在这边跟同学们补充另外一种 warn 的用法。For example,A warned B not to do something. For instance, parents should warn their children not to play with fire. 父母应该要警告小孩不要玩火。
Right, and the article continues, Solomon even went on to become an award-winning author. Yet this was not the only difference between the expectations Solomon's parents held for their son and his reality. And we see this word expectation here. It's a noun and it's spelled E-X-P-E-C-T-A-T-I-O-N, expectation. And it's the belief that something will happen or is likely to happen. In our article, the author is using this word to talk about how different Solomon's reality or the truth about his actual life was from what they thought his life would be like.
Yes, expectation 是期待、期望的意思。虽然 Andrew Solomon 是一位出色的 author 作家，但父母对他的 expectations 跟真实的情况其实是很不一样的。
One example of how we can use the word expectation would be the piano teacher had high expectations for her star student.
Next, our article explains the reason behind this difference. It says, Solomon is gay, which was another issue his parents hoped he could one day overcome.
And an issue can be described as a troubling matter. So our article suggests that Solomon's parents viewed their son being gay as a problem.
Issue 是问题、议题的意思。If you have an issue with another person, you and that person have a difficult problem that needs to be solved. You have to overcome the difficulty, 克服困难。
And to overcome something means to get over it.We usually overcome difficulties, challenges, or hard times in our life. So since Solomon's parents didn't approve of their son being gay and saw it as a problem, they hoped one day their son would get over this particular issue and one day not be gay anymore.
Exactly. Our article continues by saying, it wasn't until years later that Solomon found some peace between his parents' disappointment and his identity. It means that he found the balance between them, his parents' disappointment and his identity.
That's true. And we're going to look at the phrase, it wasn't until here. It has a similar meaning to the phrase we saw earlier, by the time.Because they both talk about something happening in reference to a certain moment in time. The difference between these two phrases is that it wasn't until means that something didn't happen until a certain point in time. So years passed before Solomon found peace.
It wasn't until 后面加上时间再加上 that 所带出来的子句代表直到某个时候某事才发生，这是一个相当重要的句型。 For example, it wasn't until yesterday that I finally found my cat, which had been missing for a month. 直到昨天呢，我才找到我的猫，它已经失踪一个月了。 So back to the article, it's talking about Solomon finding peace between his parents' disappointment and his identity.
Exactly. Let's talk about our new vocab word, disappointment. It's a noun and it's spelled D-I-S-A-P-P-O-I-N-T-M-E-N-T, disappointment. And this is a state of feeling disappointed or the state of feeling sad because something you hoped for did not happen. For example, we can say Olivia's disappointment with her racing time made her train even harder.
Disappointment 是失望的意思，是一个名词。形容词是 disappointed. For example, we can say, I'm disappointed at you. 我对你感到失望。And next, we see the word identity.
Identity is a noun, and it's spelled I-D-E-N-T-I-T-Y, identity. This word is used to describe the qualities or beliefs that make a person different from others.So a painter might love his identity as an artist, or a religious person might see their identity as being a believer. We can use identity in a sentence by saying, Henrietta felt strongly about her identity as a mother. And again, our article is talking about how Solomon finally found some peace or felt okay with the difference between who he was and his parents' disappointment about what they had hoped for him.
Identity, 身份。所谓的 ID card, 身份证 ,ID 代表就是 identity 这个字啦。So how did Andrew Solomon find the balance and peace? According to our article, at the time, he was investigating deaf culture for an article.
Investigate is a verb, and it means to try to find out the facts about something. Here Solomon was trying to learn more about deaf culture. But we can also use investigate in an example sentence by saying, the police were investigating the scene of the crimes for clues.
Mm-hmm. Investigate, one more time, investigate 就是调查研究的意思。当时啊 Andrew Solomon 正在调查 deaf culture, 聋人文化。
Yes, this term deaf culture, let's look at that a little bit more. First, we need to understand that being deaf means to not be able to hear. Deaf culture is the name of a group or people who are deaf that share a set of beliefs, ways of communicating and acting, art, traditions, values, and other such things.
So returning to our article, we can see that he found that many deaf people were proud of themselves. What's more, they didn't want to be cured. They didn't feel sad about being deaf. Instead, they were so proud of themselves that they didn't even want to be cured.
Mm-hmm. And here in our article, cured is written in quotation marks, which suggests that the author doesn't agree with the use of the term. So the author might not agree with the belief that deaf people need to be cured or be like everyone else to be normal.
为什么文章当中要将 cured 这个字加上 quotation marks 呢？因为啊，作者认为呢， deaf people 跟一般人没什么不同，所以就没有所谓需要被 cured 的这个问题了。
We also see in our article that these experiences encourage Solomon to write Far From the Tree. Encourage is a verb. It's spelled E-N-C-O-U-R-A-G-E, encourage, and it means to make someone more likely to do something. In this case, to make Solomon want to write a book based on his experiences. We can also say, my older sister encouraged me to travel after she first went abroad.
Encourage 是鼓舞激励的意思。Encourage somebody to do something 就是鼓舞激励某人去做某事。那接下来文章就说了 This book is about the relationships between parents and their children who are different in some way. That is, your children might not be your reflections, but they'll still be able to shine in their own ways.
That's right, and that ends today's article, so stay tuned for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat!
Today's For You Chat question is, do you think you are more similar to or different from your parents? In what ways? Ooh, that's an interesting question. What would you say, Elsie?
Oh, I mentioned that in the opening, if you still remember, my personality is more like my dad's than my mom's. We get angry at the same matters, and the way we deal with our anger is totally the same. However, this question made me think of something. Actually, another side of me, the outgoing side, is similar to my mom. So I think I'm really similar to my parents, and I got both their personalities and attitudes towards things. What about you, Emily?
Oh, well, I can definitely see what you mean. A lot of those similar things is with my family as well. And what about you guys listening? I'm sure you have some interesting things to say.
So you can go on and talk about it with your friends and classmates, okay? So for now, I'm Elsie.
And I'm Emily.
Bye.
Goodbye. Different children fall far from the tree. Many parents are convinced their children will be the best reflections of themselves.At first, the same rang true for Andrew Solomon's family. However, by the time he turned 2, his parents realized something was different about their son. Solomon was dyslexic. Though his parents were warned he was a hopeless case, they helped Solomon learn to read and write. Solomon even went on to become an award-winning author.Yet this was not the only difference between the expectations Solomon's parents held for their son and his reality. Solomon is gay, which was another issue his parents hoped he could one day overcome. It wasn't until years later that Solomon found some peace between his parents' disappointment and his identity. At the time, he was investigating deaf culture for an article. He found that many deaf people were proud of themselves. What's more, they didn't want to be cured. These experiences encouraged Solomon to write Far From the Tree. This book is about the relationships between parents and their children who are different in some way.
Vocabulary Review.
Warn. The mother warned her young children never to talk to strangers. Expectation. The basketball coach has high expectations for his team's star player. Disappointment. I could see the disappointment on Connor's face after his date didn't go well. Identity. Lenora has one white and one black parent and thinks a lot about her identity in society. Investigate. The historian investigates how popular music changes over time. Encourage. The art teacher encouraged her students to think of creative ideas for their next project.